that took many by surprise, Cory Gardner gave up the comfort of a safe seat to run against Senator Mark Udall. It means his seat is now up for grabs, and one of the people that wants it is Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck.
Big government is the root of our problems. It's the cause of Obamacare. I want my children, I want your children, to make sure that they grow up in a better America.
That's Buck during a recent candidate debate hosted by CBS4 and Colorado Public Television. He was already in the Senate race, but stepped aside when Gardner changed gears.
They are overreaching, they are overspending, and they are overregulating.
Weld County Commissioner Barbara Kirkmeyer is the only woman in the race. She said from the Veterans Administration to the IRS to health care, the federal government is not working.
I am the only candidate in this race who has been, who was raised on a farm and who has made a living from farming. I think that's important that we have somebody who understands agriculture.
Agriculture is a main industry in the district that includes Greeley and a large portion of the Eastern Plains, where Steve Laffey, a former mayor from Rhode Island, and State Senator Scott Renfro round out the group of primary candidates. Renfro touted his 8 years in the state legislature and his conservative track record, saying he understands the problems facing the region.
I've had to vote day in and day out on those issues in the Colorado Senate. One of the frustrations people have today with politicians is they'll promise you one thing in a debate or on the campaign trail, and then they go to D.C. and they change and they're different and they do things that you said, what in the world were they thinking? And I am the same person as when I started.
The candidates agree with each other on almost every issue. They all want to repeal the Affordable Care Act and move to a market-based health care system. They don't support increasing the minimum wage or creating a pathway to citizenship for people living in the country illegally. Steve Laffey also vehemently opposes setting up banking co-ops for the marijuana industry.
No, I don't support any banking for marijuana. I don't support people smoking marijuana legally. While it's certainly a state issue, it's a giant disaster for Colorado. We're a laughingstock around the country now. People are eating cookies and jumping out windows. Kids are showing up at school with an ounce of pot. Who thought this up?
However, the candidates aren't all in lockstep. For instance, while none of them support gay marriage, Laffey backs civil unions. He's also the only one who opposes the Personhood Amendment and believes abortion should be allowed in the case of rape, incest, and to protect the life of the mother. Ken Buck supports abortion, but only in order to save the life of the mother. There was only one moment during the half-hour debate when a candidate directly challenged another, and it was on the topic of Social Security reform. Here's Ken Buck explaining his position.
As life expectancy goes up, the retirement age is going to have to go up. I also think we're going to have to means test at some point. The Warren Buffetts and those folks, they're not going to get Social Security. They don't need Social Security. But for those that are relying on Social Security and have built a plan, retirement plan, based on receiving Social Security, we don't touch it.
We will never balance the budget if we keep talking like that.
That's Steve Laffey.
Everybody in America is going to have to pay some price to balance this budget before it's too late.
The candidates also differ on the secessionist movement for rural parts of Colorado to form a new state. Renfro says he stayed on the sidelines.
I did not endorse either way on that. I did not come out and support.
But Kirkmeyer says she was at the forefront of the movement.
It was really about sending a message because there is such a disconnect between the rural parts of this state and with what was going on down at the Capitol and with our Denver politicians.
Whoever wins the primary will face off in November against Democrat Vic Myers from Trinidad. But because the seat is a Republican stronghold, many see the real race coming to a close on June 24th. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.